No need to tell you, there has been a boom in the pet sector. People have been adopting dogs and cats, all kinds of pets. Started before the COVID-19 pandemic, but boy, did it accelerate. Now, what are you going to feed that family's best friend? How about some vegan pet food? Let's bring in Scott Morris, Fresh Pet co-founder, president, and COO. It's good to have you here. And I got to ask you, because I love dogs. I used to have a dog 15 years with us. And back when we were choosing the food for the dog, it was, we don't want ash. We wanted, animal proteins. Now it's shifting to vegan. Why vegan fur for animals, for the pets?
Well, I think everyone is really, really focused on sustainability. And what we have seen in so much of our research is, especially millennial and Gen Z consumers, they're over half of the consumer base at this point. They really have gotten very awakened around the impact of farming meats. They're very focused on the animal ethics, the environmental impact, and they're actually vegetarians and vegans at 2 times the rate of kind of the boomers and even the Gen Xers. So we just felt like there was a real opportunity to bring up plant-based product to market. We use the same nutritional ideology that we have on our foods. We use fresh, natural, simple, less processed, no preservatives, and we're bringing this plant-based food to market.
Scott, you certainly are disrupting the industry when it comes to this, but what are you doing to get people on board with this idea? Because yes, some people would clearly opt to feed their pets vegan food, but I don't think everyone would initially think of vegan food when they're choosing what to buy their pet.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I think there are a lot of people that are predisposed to it. We actually hear the people that are vegetarians and vegans, they actually struggle. They really, really struggle. They know that they want to eat either a vegetarian or a vegan diet, and they're struggling with feeding their pets a plant-based food. So a lot of people, are really predisposed to trying to find an alternative and a solution. And again, we've done pretty extensive consumer research to establish what the market opportunity is. As we bring this to market, we have a distribution network of over 27,000 refrigerators across the United States. We'll be placing our product in those refrigerators, and we'll be definitely doing, in addition to PR, we'll be doing digital and television marketing to let the marketplace know. And right now, this is a single product, but the idea is over time, plant-based foods become an entire portfolio of products for us.
Do animals digest plant-based protein the same way that they digest animal-based protein? And have you run this stuff through, I don't know the proper channel, but would it be veterinarians just to make sure the nutritional needs are being met?
Yeah, that's a really, really key question. We've had this idea for several years. We've been working on it for quite a while, and there are a lot of approaches that would not work for pets. So we have to make sure that when we're formulating something like this, that we have the right amino acid profile in addition to the amount of protein that is healthy for a pet. So in addition to the formulation work, and we formulate this with vets and veterinary nutritionists, we also do pretty extensive feeding studies for a pretty long period of time. Some of those are with a panel of pets, and then we also use it with our own pets for pretty extended periods before we felt comfortable bringing a product like this to market.
And Scott, I was reading you're launching this in more than 900 Petco stores in the U.S. beginning this month. Are you planning to expand that retail rollout, and what does that look like?
Yeah, so this is really the very initial and the very beginning of the phase of the launch. So it will start in Petco, and it will continue to expand out to many, many of our retailers through next year. So as I mentioned earlier, we're in 27,000 refrigerators that are our refrigerators at retail. We're in all the major retailers. And over time, we anticipate that this should be in the vast majority of our refrigerator network across most of our retailer partners over the course of next year.
And real quick, price comparison. I'm thinking of the 20-pound bag of Yukonuba we used to buy for our dog. And this is a different kind of food. But how does it compare to the other things that are out there that are not plant-based?
This is slightly more expensive. Part of it is because of the work that we've done in developing it, and that it's earlier stage, the way the product is produced. We are making, this is something that we are not looking to, we're trying to get it out to as many consumers as possible. So we're trying to make it affordable. It will be on the higher end of the market, but again, trying to keep it where it is affordable and accessible to as many consumers who want a solution like this as possible.
Well, it sounds like you are onto a winning formula. And if your food can keep the dogs from getting into the garbage at night while everyone's asleep, you will have a huge success. Continued success. Scott Morris, Fresh Pet co-founder, president, and COO. Thank you for joining us here